All right. Welcome, everybody, to another amazing episode of the XSF podcast. You got your hosts here, Devontae and Lou. Say what up to him, Lou.
What's happening?
Hey, you already know. Today's episode is full of talking about the mind, the strength behind the mind, the adaptability of the human body and the mind. And also what we do is we cover Felipe Nunez's part. He just dropped a Limitless part and it was absolutely insane. We show some clips on the TV here in the studio. So if you aren't watching, make sure you check the show notes for that. Now real quick, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. We got Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop started in 1997, and ever since then, they have been doing everything in their power to give back to the skateboarding community, from skate camps to skate lessons to all their own gear, boards, and all the boards you could imagine from all the biggest skate companies. They got it. Go check them out. Next on the list, we got Monte Coso Skateboards. Monte Coso Skateboards is a Minnesota-owned and operated business, and they are also out here just trying to give back to the skateboarding community. They have decks for sale, just got some printed, and they also have some t-shirts and some joggers that are about comfy as hell, so make sure you check that out. Go ahead, Lou, let them know what's good.
We got Jetty Woodwork out in Long Beach, New York. Veteran owned and operated, locally sourced wood for all your woodworking needs. They make phenomenal projects. I have a skateboard and a bookshelf myself. You got Batch Roasting Co., which is some of the best product from some of the best people. It's, as well as ethnically owned and operated, I believe is the term I'm looking for.
Yes. Yes.
I think so, right? Well, yep. Delicious coffee by amazing people out in Brooklyn, New York. If you're going to purchase anything at checkout, put LBOMB for a 15% discount.
Boom. Oh, yes. And for Monte Coso as well, if you hit them up on Instagram and you're looking to buy something or anything like that, make sure if you were sent and heard this from us, you tell them XSF sent you and they will also hook you up with a 10% discount. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy.
But like,
well, yeah, of course. And you have like that little thing, like me and you, like the whole business thing, like, hey, dog, I'm about to do this. All right, cool. Yeah. Like, or I need this. All right, cool. But I don't know, when it comes to relaying, like, if I have a message I'm trying to relay, I'm way rather trying to sit down with you and have a conversation or at least talk on the phone, like one of those things. Or even better yet, if we can't get together, then, I mean, hop on Zoom or something. But it just seems like texting is just so, it's so, like, I don't know, dude.
Alexa, stop playing music. if I don't say that now, we're going to end up 45 minutes in and be like, oh, shit.
And like, dang it, dude.
We can hear Bob Marley in the background as always.
Exactly. It's just
like
you, because you perceive things so different. Like, through a text, you can read something and then just think, right, like, this person's angry or whatever the case may be.
It's whatever like, really the person that's reading it's thinking at the time. Whatever, like, they could be in a horrible mood and you're trying to be uplifting and they're going to read it like you're being rude or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just whoever's reading it.
Yeah, that's funny. And it's just kind of blows my mind.
Like, and you go from, like, texting to FaceTime. Not many phone calls anymore. The phone calls, most of the phone calls I get that day, scam risk.
Hang up. Like, and that's the scam thing. Like, I always, like, if I got to hit a homie up, I'm about to call them first. Like, I always will call a homie first, and most of the time they don't answer. All right, cool. I'll send you a text after that. But it's like me wanting to at least call first and be like, hey, what's up? Maybe catch a little conversation. And even if, like, I'm just like, hey, bro, let's link up for a skate session, then it's like, I don't know, it just feels more personable that way than like, hey, what's up? And then waiting 3 hours and then the dude hitting me up and be like, yeah, dude, let's skate. And it's like, bro, I was trying to skate 3 hours ago, dog. That's another thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, dude.
I think that, like, people like to text a lot because they don't have much going on. So, like, if I could text you and 10 other people while doing 10 other different things on my phone. You know what I mean? A phone call, you have to be right there, right now. Phone call, you got to be right there, right now, engaged with the person. And if you're not engaged, the person talking on the other part is going to know that. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you tell them something, you know they're not listening. Unless you're one of those, like, people that they just got to get it off their mind and they don't care who's listening. They just got to know someone's over there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, that's why I think texting is so huge, too, because you could be so – and See, I'm just referring to, like, because the only thing I know about a younger generation, my cousin, who's, like, 18, when I see the way her and her friends operate, I'm like, huh. Like, it's to me, it's strange, I could say. I'm not hating on her. I'm just saying strange to me.
Different.
That, like, like the way that, like, the question she has, like, what do you think this means? And I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, what do I think? Like, it means that. It means what that says. Like, what do you think of me? Like, you know, it's, but again, it's perceived.
You know? Yeah, and so, that's the thing, too, is, like, well, I've noticed that, like, with myself, I'll be on the phone, and sometimes I have to be, like, conscious of, like, how much I'm actually listening to the person talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you're just so worried about everything. That's another thing, too, dude, that I myself am like, yo, I just want to slow down and enjoy life. Because I realized, dude, like, ever since, like, my grandpa passed away, I feel like I've just been running, which is, like, you can hustle and stuff, but, you know, I was listening to a podcast with, like, Joe D and all that stuff, and, you know, seeing, like, John Meadows, who just, like, recently passed, and all this crazy stuff that's kind of going on. I was just like, dude, why do I want to run myself into the ground to just risk something in the future? Like, why not just slow down? Like, my grandpa used to always tell me, slow down, smell the roses, chill out, you know, smell the flowers. And that's something I'm always trying to take myself back to, especially when I'm on phone calls. And that's, like, nice. That's the nice thing about it, is it takes you from a place of doing stuff, especially if you're, like, I mean, somebody like Lou and I, who are constantly, like, on the move, trying to make another move, trying to just better ourselves on a daily basis. It really does help to slow yourself down and just have a conversation with somebody and take your presence from one thing and switch it to another and then put that attention there. I don't know. There's something for me, like, I'd had that with my grandma yesterday morning on the way to work. I was on the way to skate camp, and she called me, and I was like, cool. Talked to my grandma for like 40 minutes while I was driving, you know, right over the Bluetooth. We were just chatting it up, and I had to realize, like, while I was driving, of course, I'm paying attention to the road and stuff, but even just, like, letting my thoughts wander while she was saying something, bring it back and just having this wholesome conversation with her. And then it's with everything, too, right? When we're studying, when we're exercising, when we're skating, our minds tend to drift. And it's just, like, an interesting thing to me. And I think, I don't know, phone calls are something that helps me kind of make myself more aware of that.
Yeah, it's all about being in the present moment. That's why everyone else, like, all the, you know, gurus and mystic people, all these people, like, oh, the present moment's a gift. It's a present for a reason. Yeah. You know, like, life will just be like, and it's also be grateful. You could be the dude who wants to build a right, a ridiculous business, who wants to, like, put a footprint into the world. You're going to have to be at 100 almost all the time, which is fine. But as long as you're, like, you're aware and you're grateful for what you're going through at the time, like, you know, because otherwise people will be like 60 and, like, usually, like, from what I remember reading, is like, usually the one regret is always, like, what they did with their time. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you could go through life consciously aware, like, all right, I'm putting a lot of time into the business right now. Let me sit back first. And that doesn't mean you have to stare out your window for like 20 minutes or stare in meditation. Even, like, I love meditation myself, but it's not for everyone. Even if you just sit there for 2 minutes, 2 seconds, and just say to yourself, like, you know, I appreciate where I'm at right now, what I've done, what I'm continuing to do. Like, that's, and when you do stuff like that too, it gives you, like, at least me, it gives me like a, like a good energy that, like, fills me up. Like, yeah, bet. You know, cause at least for myself too, I'll go through like these, self deprecating moments of like, you're a scumbag and all that. Like, you're not doing enough, you know? Yep. And when you sit there, like, look what you have done. It's good things. So, all right. You know, so it's all about being in the moment, appreciation. Because this mind, you can see in the future, you can live in the past, which can be horrible things, depending. You know, it's the best is to be right here. If you're like, I want to create a business, and you just constantly think about the end result, but the present moment's not doing anything for that end result, then that end result's just going to be a dream. It's going to be a wish. It's not going to be an idea that you're going to create, you know, through daily actions. It's going to be just there. It's going to be what you're looking at when you're like 60, like, ah, wish I did it. I was so close to doing it, you know? It's all about being in that present moment right here, right now.
I love that. Dude, I'm getting really upset because...
Oh, no, why?
Because you're talking about being present, and I'm trying to be present, but I'm having technical difficulties.
Yo, I'm so glad that you brought it up, because I was sitting here like, this mother lover. I'm talking about being
on my phone, just scrolling through Instagram or some shit. Nah, dog. I'm listening. It's just, I was literally, we have this part we're trying to review, and it has to kind of play into the topic of today's episode. Oh, wait, hold on. Are we good? We're good. Let's go. Okay. Let's get into the skate review. And I apologize. It's funny that we're literally talking about being present and my ass is over here just in my own little world. And now Lou's doing his thing. But it's okay because, you know.
No, I'm looking at the video. I'm not texting people.
I'm just messing with you. All right. So, hey, this part is absolutely insane. I want to make sure I say his name correctly too before
say
I
his name.
Felipe Nunez, I believe is how you say it. I apologize if that's wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Felipe Nunez Limitless
definitely,
Part.
It definitely is.
Now, Limitless is exactly what this part is, and it is absolutely just insane what we are capable of doing as humans when it comes down to our body and our mind. Now, you're going to see here, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're not, make sure you check the show notes wherever you're listening, and you'll be able to go right to the YouTube channel. But this part absolutely blew my mind. I've seen him around on Instagram. I've seen him all over the place. And if you know of Felipe Nunez, you know he has from the knees down, doesn't have his legs. He skates
and
with his hands.
He skates.
But
he's really good.
Really, really good. And now I'm just back to having technical difficulties again. But this part, I mean, it's 5 minutes long, and it is full of tricks that are hard for most people to do regularly. And it's just so crazy to me. Like, if you let, like you were just saying, if you let yourself be kind of present and appreciate where you're at, it becomes a lot, it would be a lot easier to just continue doing what you love to do and the way you want to do it. And I believe that's exactly what he did for himself.
Well, listen, when he could have literally just sat there and be like, I don't have legs. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to need a wheelchair. I'm going to be drunk on the corner. I'll be drunk in a corner and ask for money. Instead, he was like, nah, let me do something with this. I don't know his whole story, but the fact that he doesn't have legs, he doesn't have legs from the knees down, is amazing that he's still out there doing it. Because, again, he could be living in what is called the victim mentality. It's why did God or the world or whoever you want to blame do this to me? Instead of just taking what it is and making it something. Like, that's what the humans forget. Us humans forget is, like, nothing is anything until the human mind makes it what it is. So, like, you could sit there and be like, oh, dude doesn't have legs. He must be miserable, depressed, pop, 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 pop. But yes. Homeboy took a turn around and said, nah, I'm going to shred. I don't got calves and feet, but I'm going to shred. And he does. Like, I mean, he just did a nose slide.
And that's
He ollied up for a tail slide and kick flipped off. Like, what?
Yes, bro. And he's flipping his board into tricks and out
more,
of tricks.
It's more of a hand flip. It's not a kick flip, but you get the point.
Yeah, but hey, nah, bro. That's what I'm saying, too. And he flips it. It's just crazy, dude, to me, like, how somebody, like, this is something I work with the kids a lot at skating.
This is the one. Look at that.
Yeah, like, right there. No. Boom.
Like, come on.
Down the stair set, too. Like, imagine, I don't know, we were talking about impact and stuff. Like, his body has adapted to the way that he can skate.
Because his arms take a lot of that impact now.
Exactly.
Like, since his feet aren't the first ground of contact, his arms are taking a lot of that force. His arms, think about
the shoulders, his scaps, his spine. Yeah, dude.
Which is probably a lot of stuff he doesn't think about, which is something we could reach out to him about. Cause
yeah, of course, definitely. I mean, we should after this.
Why not?
I mean, it's just so cool to me that, and that's why I love doing this, dude, is like we can talk about this stuff and all that, and if somebody wants the information that we have, cool, like awesome. Like we're here. We're here for you. And that, oh, dude, this next one, bro, it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
How are you about to manual like that? Like that. And that's the thing, like I was saying, these kids at skate camp, right? They're always saying, like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, stop. I'm like, cut that. If you're going to say can't, you need to follow it up with, like, not right now. You know, and that's something I learned from, like, Ben Pakulski is, like, yo, try to eliminate that from what you talk about. Like, I teach that to my kids, too. Like, to Arlo, he's like, yo, Dad, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm like, yes, you can. You either just don't want to or you can't do it right at this moment because you got to learn. And that's something I teach the kids too. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, it clicks with them. Like, oh, okay, cool. And this is a perfect example. If he sat there and said, no, I there's no way. I can't skateboard.
I don't have calves or feet.
Yeah, like you were saying. And it's like, yeah, of course, that's not going to happen. But, I mean, come on now. Like,
dude.
And this is just.
my video is a little further ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going ahead now to another clip. This, oh.
That's bro. What I was talking about earlier. That's what I was talking about.
The
earlier.
Nose blunt, bro. He, over to bro. Like how. Look at the tweak in his body too. It is absolutely insane. And think about that. That rail, dude. It's not that short. Like it's not like a short rail. Like even for people who have their legs and they're standing, his pop is insane. Like this is the dude who will rock you at the bar and you're donezo. Like you can imagine how strong he is in that upper body just from doing what he does. This is and it's tight too because yeah, Tony Hawk's
punching more like penises and stuff.
Hey, bro, that's gonna hurt, dude. He's gonna.
I'm not saying it's not gonna hurt.
Knock those wavos right into your stomach, dude. Out your mouth.
But if I'm friends with homie like that, I'm lift. I'm not that I'm tall myself, but me and him together, like at least 6 foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro, just whooping. Did you imagine? I can't, dude. Oh my goodness. Oh, as I was saying.
Could you imagine that? Like he's on my shoulders and just whooping.
Just both you coming in, whop, whop, whop. Oh my goodness. Woo. Hey, it's so sick because Tony Hawk's in the background here.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, when he lands, Tony Hawk's so sick, dude. Somebody asked me like what I thought of Tony Hawk on one of our Q&As, and I was like, dude, bottom line, he's a legend. You can't say anything about him.
No, like he's like, yeah. He's,
bottom line, done. He's a legend. Like it's and he's also like, just that dude. He's that dude. Like if skating,
he's like
if
the Tom Brady of skateboarding. But exactly. I don't feel like there's anything weird. Like I'm still waiting for people to come out. Like yo, Tom Brady's like a closet, whatever. Like whichever you want to do, but like. I just feel like Tony Hawk's a skater. Like, hey, listen, I picked it up in the beginning at like 12 when shit was just starting to go out, and I'm, you know, revolutionary in the game.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And it's like, to me too, like, okay, there's like the Lords of Dogtown and all that, you know, we had that era and stuff, and then like skating kind of just like fell off again, and then it started coming back with these vert skaters and all that, right? And like, I do believe, like, yes, there was other skaters in his era, Bob Burnquist, all these other people, you know, but who did you know back then? Like who did the 900, Tony Hawk, you know what I'm saying? So it was like those iconic moments.
The Bird,
and then what he did after that, you know what I'm saying? Like he continued that with Birdhouse, all the stuff he did with Birdhouse and the kids, and just all this cool stuff he does for skateboarding. He's a legend. Anybody who gives back to skating like that, in my eyes, is just an absolute legend. We're all about skaters, supporting skaters. And like I said, let's be just humans supporting humans. And this next clip is tight.
Community right there.
Yes. Because he got, so Tony Hawk's in the background of this, and then he gets a clip with Tony Hawk on a vert ramp, bro.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're about to drop in like that on a vert ramp, bro. I cannot. I was doing butt drop-ins with the kids this week, dude, on like a 6-foot ramp, and I got bodied. Like I just obviously did not know how to do it correctly, and I just got bodied. Flew back. And this is like, bro, and then he's not only this, he does a kickflip fakie too. Boom! Like, bro, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh! Can we talk about how good Tony Hawk is for a second for his age too? Like to be out here still like keeping up with everybody. Hey man, good stuff.
No, to skate, you got to be healthy. That's the thing. You can't.
Oh my goodness! The computer just said I have 19% battery. Hopefully, we can make it through this episode. Wow. Dude, it's just what I love about this clip in particular is a lot of street skaters don't skate vert. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't see a lot of that in a part. Like if somebody drops a street part, you don't see if any transition skating and let alone vert skating. But this dude comes in and just does a whole vert line combo with Tony Hawk in his street part. Like that's just, that alone is just so respectable to me, because I've always telling the kids too, dude, at skate camp, like yo, be versatile. I did that when I was younger skating and stuff. Like I was just like, nope, I'm a street skater, I'm just gonna skate street, blah 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 blah. I didn't pay any attention to mini ramp, to quarter pipe, any transition skating at all. And I realized when I came back to skating, you know, after the military and then especially after this injury, I already have more board control than I feel like I did when I was skating right after the Army, even and before this injury, just because I've been skating so much more transition as like just warming up, you know, stuff like that. But then learning how your board moves differently, you know, and being versatile in that way, I think it's so beneficial when it comes to skating. I mean, just like any athlete, I think like you play your certain position, but like, why not dabble in other stuff to just one be, I mean, for, I guess like something like football, right? You know, the position better, of course you wouldn't play that, but I'm just saying mess around with it in skating. Like, you want to be that dude who could just get a clip at any spot and skate everything that you can skate, you know, be versatile in that way. Dude, so crazy, bro. Dude, this back to 70 lip to regular. Are you kidding me? Like, that trick is so easy to slip out. So easy to slip out. And I can't imagine having to do it that way. Like, having to lean, like, literally your body back to make sure you're sliding. Because when you do, I mean, when I do it, right, it's all heel side. I'm on my heels to make sure I'm leaning back. But it's not much of my body. It's just putting that weight into my heels to make sure I'm sliding down that rail, not leaning too far forward and flying down. This is just a different mod, dude. So crazy. All right, we're going to go to the next clip after one more little run through of it, dude. It's just so crazy. And like I said, if you're not watching with us, that's all right, because, you know, we get that good commentary to go along with it. But if you want to watch, make sure you check out the YouTube down in the description. This, okay, I picked this one. One, it's a water spot. And this back nose blunt is insane. You see how much that thing moved to on him? So crazy. Mad respect, Felipe Nunez, dude. It's for real. This is absolutely outstanding. And then this. I think I'm going to leave it off with this clip if it'll play for me. It says it's playing, but obviously the screen is black. And it's not going to work, I don't think. All right. Well, that might be where we're ending the video review, I guess, because, you know, technical difficulties. It comes and goes, I guess, sometimes. Hey, that part, absolutely outstanding. I wish I could have shared these last two clips with everybody, but just make sure you go check it out. Go watch the whole thing. It's about 5 minutes, 49 seconds. I might be right on the nose saying that. I don't know. But everything will be down in the show notes for everybody there. And, you know, that's just a perfect segue into the topic for today's episode. You know, just talking about how capable we are as humans, you know, through the mind, through the body. If you want to do something, you have to be the one in your mind first to be like, hey, let's get this done. I want to do this. Like, it's something that you want to do, and the body's going to follow suit. You know, me and Lou were talking before we started recording, and it was like, well, should we talk about, yo, like, what the body is capable of? And then he was like, nah, we got to talk about the mind too, because the mind is what's going to push us to get to that point to then get the body to just do what the body does. So if you want to touch on that some more, Lou, go feel free, dog.
Yeah, obviously with Felipe, that's complete mind over matter. Like, yeah, again, I don't know, like, if he was born with no calves and feet, or if an accident happened, whatever the case is.
While you're talking, I'm going to look
at he just sat there and was like, obviously, he was like, I'm going to skate. Like, I'm not going to let this not let me skate. I'm going to skate, figured it out, and he's a professional. He's amazing. He's doing things that people with feet can, like, some people can't even walk. Like, think about it. If you're born into a very capable body, you're not appreciative of this body, then you're going to treat it like poo. You're going to be the guy waddling down the street at 32 years old. You know what I mean? Exactly. And the reason we waddle is because we're so big, our center of mass sways, and we got to keep ourselves from falling over. Which to me is embarrassing, but many people go through life like that, you know? It's all about the mind over the matter.
Here we go. Dude, this is crazy. I wish I would have just done this, but we're sharing with everybody right now. So at age 6, Felipe had an accident involving a train that resulted in him losing both of his legs.
That sounds like he was like, Jesus, dude.
That's just so crazy to me. Like, 6 years old. Could you, when you're 6, dude, all you want to do is run around and have fun and all this stuff. And then that happened. That mind of his, that's on a whole nother level. Like, that's insane. I cut you off there, but that just blew my mind reading that. That's just crazy.
Yeah, some shit.
Wow. 6 years old. Lost his legs in a train accident. What does he do? becomes.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that, like, did someone tie him down? Like, how do you lose? How did that happen? Do you fall?
I don't know if it's said, like, anymore exactly. Let me see if it does. Let me see. At age of six, after spending a few years bound to a wheelchair, a neighbor gave him a skateboard, thinking he could use it as an easier way to get around. Wow, that's how it all started. I'll share this little link in the bio so people can go read it for themselves. It's like a whole bio on him, all these pictures and videos of him and stuff. It's pretty cool. I'll put it in the show notes for everybody. But for real, like, come on now. Like, ask yourself this. What is the hardest thing that you think you've gotten through? Whether that's, like, something you've dealt with in life, that life gave you, or if it's, you know, like, for me, a lot of the stuff I've dealt with is skating. A lot of the hardest things I've had to do is the skate tricks I'm trying to do, the fears I got to get over for that. And ask yourself, what got you to complete that task? You know, what was it? It was your mind. You had to dive deep, deep, deep into yourself. And even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment, like, that's what we're doing, right? Because if we just let ourselves succumb to, because, like, think about it, your body starts to feel things, right? You get those butterflies and all this stuff. And you can think of, like, we were talking about perception earlier. I always tell people, like, yo, try to turn that butterfly feeling of nervousness into, like, being excited. Look at it a little bit different, you know? And it's like that same feeling for me. But where does that come from? It comes from our mind. Like, if you can strengthen your mind, and I think we should give people, like, what would you say, Lou, your biggest or one of your best tips for strengthening your mind would be? What do you tend to do to assist with that on a daily basis?
Perspective and meditation. Like, when, instead of complaining about your shit, learn how horrible other people's lives are. And I mean, like, actually, Ben, like, you know, like, I'll catch myself getting mad at a tool at work or something, like, whatever it is. Nothing that compares to, like, I don't know, being born in a place where you have, like, a 12% chance of living past six or something like that. Or you're not guaranteed to eat today or get water, or your father abuses you sexually every day and nobody knows, or whatever it is. Like, the horrors that other people face in life. And we're complaining about what, building a business or not landing a trick in skateboarding. Like, that's what gets me to be like, all right, and then change it up. Like, and then I get, like, we all get in our own modes. But for me, that battles any type of, like, negative or depressing thoughts I have, because then I always put it into context of, like, how horrible others have. And for me personally, that works. And then meditation also strengthens to understand the control you will have over your own mind by giving the attention to whatever thoughts come in. So it's like, thoughts just come and they go. You'll always be here. You're not your thoughts. So when they come in and it's negative, it's just depressing, whatever, you know, whatever you're going through at the time.
I have a question for you on meditation real quick. So I know there's some people out there who think, like, who would say, you know, like, skateboarding could be their meditation time, or lifting weights is kind of like their meditation time. Yeah. Nope. So I wanted to see what is, why do you say
because
no?
That is a physical, no, because that's you're physically distracting whatever's good. Because, all right, another way to get out of your head is to go for a physical movement, whether it's a grueling workout, a run, a skate, but you're distracting. You're still distracting. Whatever you're running from the demons that can be here, you're distracting. You got to sit with them, talk with them, figure it out, learn this, because there's things like it will fester within you. It'll create disease. It'll create that blow up when you just see people. Like, I saw a dude at the job, work of the day. If I'm guessing his age, he's in his 30s, screaming at his girl on the phone. And to a point where I almost got off the ladder, like, yo, what are you doing? But I'm not going to get involved with his business. If I knew the chick, it'd be different. But, like, or if I knew him, if I even knew him, I'd be like, bro, why are you doing that? But, like, what is the point of, like, we getting, like, and I was, you know, I see my pops do growing up, the blow up, the explosion, because we don't discuss, we don't figure, we don't sit with this. So, like, yeah, it's like I use skateboarding as a meditative practice to, like, to get the fury out, to, like, unleash the fury in a fast-paced thing. Mm-hmm. But then I'll also sit in meditation, and after about 10 minutes of controlling the breath and all that, and I'm in a good state, I'll put myself into situations that would normally cause a lot of angst for myself, whether it's past or just future created ideas, mm-hmm. and learn how to not move. Because your body doesn't know you're doing that. Your body will think you're actually going through this process again. So if you mentally put yourself there and you don't react to it, you're building the strength within yourself to not be so reactionary, to actually think about things. Because us humans are very reactionary, that someone will say something and you'll react instead of assess what they said, think about it, and then give them a response. We always react to everything. So if you want to strengthen that mind to understand the power we have, I like to meditate and then perspective, you know, and then also just look around. Like, everything we see is from the human mind. None of this exists except for, like, the plants, the animals, the nature stuff. Which even you could say that. If the human mind wasn't here to think about it, would it exist? Is it still here? Like, who does it exist for? Are they conscious beings that are walking the earth and know that they're here? Or does the human mind create that conscious idea as a collective consciousness? That's a deeper conversation for another day. But
yeah,
like without the human mind, what is what? You know, so literally we create everything. I mean, we got guys going to Mars right now. Like, you know, and then you got people in the same exact 24 hours that are begging for change in Manhattan. So it's like your mind's got to control everything. But if you don't think you have the power, and you're giving it to other people, you're blaming the world, the universe, God, mom, dad, Uncle Sam, this. You're blaming the world. Nothing's going to change because you're not taking the responsibility to take it up here and make the change. So that's how you get to control the mind, is to understand these things, understand the power we have to be able to meditate. I like to do the meditate because it literally will strengthen your prefrontal cortex to not be so reactionary and be able to see things through instead of a thought comes in like, oh, I hate my father, or whatever it is. Like, I'm mad at this guy at work. Oh, I can't believe that person said this to me. Remember when they did that, or whatever it is, the thoughts that come through your head throughout your day, maybe not even your thoughts, could be words someone else said. Yeah. But yeah, that's how I like do.
That was perfect. I mean, I'd pretty much go that same route and speaking on the, you know, skateboarding or lifting weights being the meditation side of things. I completely agree with you. I mean, I think it's a hard thing, right? It's like, I do agree and then I almost disagree, but only to an extent, because it's like, there's times where I've had a skate session and I've been like so in the zone to where no other thoughts were coming in, right? And that did help strengthen my ability to sit there and do that. But at the same time, like you were saying, it is that physical exertion. It's that thing that's helping me give that focus. So that's where then, like, actual just sitting there with myself and just nothing else going on around, like you were saying, and being aware of what is coming through your head and then controlling those thoughts, that's where I've noticed the most. I mean, it's just a weird thing because it's like, I could go out for a skate session and be angry, right? Or like be having a bad day and I want to go skate because I want to get the stuff off my mind. It's funny because then it's like used as a distraction. Right.
So check this out. This is the analogy I'll give you. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're always in back pain and every day you foam roll and it feels better. But every single day you got a foam roll, right?
Yeah.
That is when every single day you wake up angry, but then you go skate, you're not angry. That's your foam roller as your skate. So why don't we figure out why we have back pain, get to the causality of it, and then fix it, you know, cure it. Mm-hmm. Instead of distracting until eventually it's so bad that even after that skate session, you're not happy. Or the skate session went south and you didn't land the tricks you wanted and you're not happy and it built and built and built. What I'm saying is the reason physical movement is not meditation. Yeah, you can get in zones. There's a difference between being in flow state and being meditative. Yeah. Flow state is an amazing thing that people love because there's no thought.
That's what I was trying to get to is like the fact of like that it's not necessarily meditation, but it does help in that aspect of like strengthening that mind of being in one position.
I mean, because getting in flow state is a state you get into to strengthen. I guess maybe the more you get into flow state, it can strengthen you getting into flow state. I'm not sure about that.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at was like, I mean, would you say if you could do that, like for me, at least this is what I've noticed just for myself, right? The more I was able to be more aware of my skate sessions and just like be in the moment of what's going on with everything, my whole body, you know, how my body's doing everything when I'm skating, not being distracted. And then I would go and sit and meditate the next morning. I noticed I was better at meditation.
Well, Devontae's laptop computer just died because he likes to be a little, I'm not going to say irresponsible. He's got a family. Like, what do I got going on? Of course, my shit should be charged. So now we're going to finish this off with just Lou speaking. So no more interruptions from Devante. But see, the difference I would say would be now when you're using movement as meditation, like even yoga, it's good because it's giving you present awareness of yourself. And now he calls me and ruins everything. Like, as we're still filming. Stop, bro. So, again, this is, it's going to be a weird one to listen to because of these interruptions we had, but I'm just going to finish it off. So, movement meditation, like yoga, even skating, if that's you, working out, to me, yeah, it's good to put in the present moment of yourself, especially like a yoga thing, because working out is more of an intense, skating is more, there's a lot more sensory input going on, you got things going around, you know, even in the gym, even if you're working out by yourself, the clanking, the muscles going, yoga's a little different. But the movement stuff, that puts you in like a different state. It could be in a flow state, but that's different than a meditative state where you're actually seeing things come and go. And instead of reacting to everything, you're just being present. So to me, and a lot of science shows this now, is it actually strengthens your prefrontal cortex, this thing right here, which is like the last regulation. Like you could have a thought and it's like, wow, limbic, and then millions like, oh, thinking about it. And prefrontal will be like, what are we going to do with this now? You know? So you could be like, all right, we're not going to do shit with this. Let this thing go. So for myself, meditation and understanding the power that we have to create whatever we want in life. Like your life is literally like when they, you know, when your parents are like, oh, you can create whatever you want. In essence, you could be whatever you want to be. You just got to give the time and attention to and dedicate yourself, your awareness to whatever idea you have of yourself. You just want to be an astronaut. Go ahead. You know, you could do whatever. But that would be it, you know, not neglecting the fact of how good movement is for you. We need it. Like for myself, sometimes the best way to get myself out of my head, even after a meditation won't work, then I know, all right, let's go to movement, you know, then maybe meditate later to, you know, I like to do both of them. And again, perspective. When we learn about how bad other people's lives can be, that our days are going to be like a cakewalk is when everything gets chained up. So Devante is back, but I'm pretty sure the episode might be over. I don't know. So hey, we're just finishing it off. We're gonna just finish it off real quick.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We just capped it off with movement and then not moving meditation. That was really it.
There we go.
We just finished off what we were talking about.
Perfect. 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 You know, we're back, and that's how we do things.
Adapt, so, you know what I mean? Listen. Ain't a thing. You think the world's perfect? Okay, wake up, kid. This is your little perspective change. Well, you think this is easy? Podcasting? Nah. Can we just sit here and talk to each other? This guy had to run upstairs and change the freak. I had to take the show. I mean, this ain't easy.
I had to switch angles. I'm trying to make this whole thing work. Hey, man, we make it work, though.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Hey. It's all good. Hey. So,
hey, awesome. Well, we'll just leave it off with that then for the day. I hope you all enjoy.
Real quick. Sorry to cut you off. I really hate doing that. I just had to. If anyone does get like want to get into meditation or that, hit me up. And like, not that I'm a meditating guru, but I started doing it. I do it. I can just help you out on how. Because a lot of people, when they're like, I can't meditate, that's that can't word. And like when I first started out, 3 minutes felt like an eternity. Now I could do 30, 40, an hour, whatever the timer I set because of, you know, the things I learned. So if you're looking to get into it, holler at me.
Great. There you go. You heard it. Hit up Lou if you want to start getting into that meditation.
Meditation.
And everybody, hey, always remember, hey, we got some coaching slots available, so you can head over to our website, extremesf.com/bookonline. Everything is down in the show notes as well. You can book a consultation with me and Lou for free the rest of this month of August. And after that, all our proceeds from our consultations will be getting donated to the Henry Gartland Foundation. So if everybody, you want to check that out, make sure you check the show notes. But for now, just remember that everyone is capable of being extreme.